This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you remove Hitler and put Netanyahu there, they would be given the same speech. The same exact tactic that is taking place. Close your eyes and you think Hitler is speaking. Given the fact that these are the very same people who continuously keep telling us every day, never again, now it is happening again, but they happen to be the perpetrators of it. Discrimination. After discrimination comes dehumanization. Tajreed min al-insaniyya. See, when you dehumanize people, you do something. Number one, you become more accepting of the suffering that happens to them. Even if you become more accepting, you become indifferent to the suffering that is happening to them. You can watch all pictures coming out of Gaza. All these children that are dead. Yeah, but you know, Hamas did it. You become dismissive. You become indifferent to what is happening to people. But do you not see what is going on? Do you not see what's happening? As somebody so nicely said it. He said, man, I gave up on this country doing anything. Because you would think that when you see dead children, killed children, and that is bad. That's really bad. Or as they say, be quiet when children are sleeping. But don't be quiet when children are being killed. That's not the time to be silent. Said, I gave up on this country after Sandy Hook in Connecticut. What happened? Said, man, 27 people were killed, out of which were 20 children between the ages of 5 and 9 or 5 and 12. Said, and we did not do anything about it. As if they're suggesting that people seeing children dying, we become desensitized to it, it doesn't bother us anymore. So what do? Dehumanization. When you dehumanize people, you become more accepting of the suffering that happens to them, or at least you become indifferent to the suffering that is happening to them. The West is excellent in dehumanizing others. وعلى فكرة أكبر أكذوبة في تاريخنا المعاصر هي مقولة الغرب متحضر. والله مش متحضرين. حيوانات. The biggest lie that we've been told in recent history, that the West is noble and everybody else is a third world country. Everybody else is a developing country. Everybody else is a savage. Look into history and you will find out that most of these atrocities in the world was actually committed by Europeans. I was reading about the genocide that happened to Native Americans. I was looking into Peter Burnett, the governor of California, who called for the extermination of the Native Indians. The Homestead Act, 1862, where people were given, register for $10, move west, the government will give you anywhere between 160 to 500 acres, this land is yours. Take it from the Indians. People were taught that if you get an Indian, get their skull, the government would pay you $5. People were told that if you get an Indian, skin them, they make good boots. Their skin makes good boots. Because they were the savages. And what we do when you do that, you become more accepting because the people have been dehumanized. You don't see them as people like you, suffering with feelings. No, you don't see that. They are subhumans. This is how Europeans spoke about Jews in Europe. Calling them cockroaches, calling them rats, calling them vermins. It's a process of dehumanization. And when you see the way that these Zionist thugs speak about Palestinian children, Palestinian people, they are engaged in the process of dehumanization. عليهم لعنة الله إلى يوم الدين. The curse of Allah be upon them until the day of judgment, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. So what do? Once you dehumanize people, now you are ready to exterminate them. Dehumanization, and then you go into annihilation. And the rest of the world is absolutely quiet. Dismal, deafening silence. Love the words of Father Desmond Tutu from South Africa. And he said that in a situation of injustice, if you decide to be neutral, then you have chosen the side of the oppressor. Dr. King said, silence is the worst type of betrayal. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الساكت عن الحق شيطان أخرس. The Prophet of Allah said it more eloquently, where he said that he who sees the truth and says nothing is nothing but a mute devil. Because there are two types of devils. There are those who talk, and then there are the devils who keep quiet. They are equally guilty. They're equally guilty. Look, man, all these people are dying. Say, yeah, but see, we stand with Israel. But the baby, we stand with. And then comes the president. Allahumma salli ala Rasulillah. What does he say? He's not sure about the numbers of the Palestinians who have died. Because he believes that, you know what, these numbers may be a little bit exaggerated. How many people do you want, Joe? How many people do you want dead? When is it not an exaggeration? So what do? They published the names of every single Palestinian that died with the number of their ID. These are the people who are dead, according to the health ministry. But even then, you look into this and you say, we're talking to the wrong people. We're talking to Pharaoh right now. Because see, Pharaoh is not moved by babies dying. These types of things, Pharaoh is not capable of these. This is high level intellectual, social, emotional skills that these people do not possess. Dehumanization is what we're seeing right now. And then there is, after dehumanization, there is preparation. And they say that at the stage of preparation, if people don't do anything, the next step is going to be annihilation. As we speak, they've got 200,000 people waiting, making sure that they bomb everything before they go in, making sure that they, well, that's preparation. And what is going to happen after preparation? There is going to be annihilation. And then what happened after that? Justification. It wasn't our fault. We always wanted peace, but it was them that did not want peace. And you see this. And in the process, of course, you have a propaganda machine. And I love what our brother Malcolm X said, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. Said, see, saying says that if you don't watch the news, you become uninformed. But if you watch the news, you become misinformed. What do? Don't watch it, you don't know what's going on. Watch it, you become misinformed. So what does Malcolm X say, Haj Malik al-Shabazz? He said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hate the people being oppressed and love the people doing the oppression. If you're not careful, you will end up hating the people who are being oppressed, and you will love the people who are doing the oppressing. That's why in our deen, we celebrate the gift of speech. And the way that you celebrate the gift of speech, you don't use it to lie. You don't use it to intentionally misinform. There is this incident where the Prophet ﷺ was once reclining, talking to his companions. He said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ Shall I inform you about the most serious of sins, like the biggest major sins? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ Associating others with Allah. عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ Dishonoring your parents. وَكَانَ جَالِسًا He was reclining. كَانَ مُتَّكِئًا He was reclining. فَجَلَسْ He sat straight. Because he is about to say something very serious. What does he say? أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ Giving false testimony. أَلَا وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ Giving false testimony. أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ Giving false testimony. أَلَا وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ And he kept repeating it حَتَّى قُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتْ He said it so many times that the people around said, we wish that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say it no more. We wish that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not say it anymore. But you just mentioned associating others with Allah. This is the most serious, but it only hurts you. Dishonoring your parents, that's really bad, but that's confined. That's just you and family. But you give a false testimony. As a result of it, what happened? Remember the man who stood in front of the United Nations? We've got the smoking gun. Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Well, because of that, millions of people died. Millions of people died because somebody knowingly, intentionally gave a false testimony. And every day we see people giving false testimonies that are leading to the death and the killing and the murder of these people. But we have agreed, my brothers and sisters, we do not want to be downers. We don't want to be downers. In the process, man, so much good is coming out of this. The propaganda is not working. Young people, man, young people on TikTok saying, I've seen what's going on. I don't believe this anymore. And they're changing their minds. So much so that there are reports that the Israeli government is paying YouTube influencers on social media, on TikTok and these places. Look, we offer you money, just change your mind. Young people are coming out and saying, I'm not selling my soul for $5,000 or $2,000. I am going to speak the truth. Good is coming out of this. Love our Jewish brothers and sisters who are in Washington demonstrating, getting arrested, all repeating, not in our name. Don't do this in our names. See, it's one thing for us to say it, but somebody from within, that's integrity. That is integrity. These people we love, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, may Allah guide them. That is integrity. Yes, I am one of them, but what them is doing is wrong. It takes integrity for people to speak this way, and that's why we love these people. We love these people. A lot of good is coming out of that. I was telling our brothers, man, a lot of potential friends out there. A lot of potential friends out there. People just don't know. The best thing that we can do right now is to share with people. Remember, he who frames the argument wins the argument. The narrative now has got to change. I don't have much hope on politicians. Any politician that says anything negative right now is just committing political suicide. And besides, these Zionist media, they've got them in their pockets. Politicians are absolute, they're not free. So the best that we can do is, please remember, share the narrative. People change their minds when they know. Earlier this morning, I had a confession. I was speaking to people after Salah. I said, you know, I went to the gas station 2 days ago after Fajr and wearing this, something similar to this, and I was waiting for my turn, pumping gas and wanted to get some coffee. And somebody walked in. And this is a confession, sharing with you. Somebody walked in and that person did not look right to me. Caucasian man, he was looking at me head to toe. I'm wearing this. And I'm thinking to myself, damn man, redneck. He's probably about to say something silly right now. I'm just waiting for that silly comment to come my way. He looked at me and he said, is this all you're getting? Holding my cup of coffee. I said, man, that's all I'm getting. He said, just this coffee, small coffee? He said, yeah, man, that's all I'm getting. He looked at the cashier and he said, I want to pay for his coffee. I was waiting for a silly comment, but it was me that was silly. Because somehow I thought, when he sees this, he has nothing silly to make. Nothing but silly to make. And the reality of it came to be very different. We had a school that I visited 2 days ago, Episcopal school. I asked the teacher who brought them. I said, Miss, where is your school at? And she said, oh, we're all the way on the other side of town. We are in Midtown. I said, you know, there is a much closer mosque to you that you can take your teachers there. Beautiful teacher, may Allah guide her, Ya Rabbal Alameen. She said to me, you know, Imam, I want to be honest with you. After we're done visiting you, we will be visiting Temple Israel. Temple Israel is very beautiful. And I want to be fair in the way that I represent the religions to my children. That is why I wanted to make sure that I take them to a place as equally beautiful. That is integrity, people. That is integrity. That is somebody who is being equitable. That is somebody who's trying to be fair. So the point is that we have a lot of potential friends out there. Let's get these friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بأثاره اقتفى. Please continue to pray for the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all those who intend ill for them, Ya Rabbi Alameen. Those of them who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a grant them a full and a speedy recovery, Ya Rabbi Alameen. And those amongst them who are fighting their oppressors, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them victorious, Ya Rabbi Alameen. Very quickly, inshallah, we do have a janazah after salah. Please do, inshallah, join us in praying on our sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, Ya Rabbi Alameen. We also have a beautiful project, brothers who are visiting us from Nashville. They bought a nice property. Masjid al-Farooq is one of the most active masajid in the United States in the Hifz program, helping children memorize the glorious Quran. They are visiting us, inshallah, after the salah. Please do give them 1 minute. But most important is that they do have a loan, and they're hoping that we will help them financially, inshallah, on your way out. And that becomes our way of showing our love. Remember that as believers, we have our circle of concern and we have our circle of influence. Our circle of concern is the globe. Our circle of influence is that we want to do right whenever we are able to do so, inshallah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين واقض الدين على المدينين اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء، بعضهم أولياء بعض، ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم، إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة، فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين. ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم، حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه، أذلة على المؤمنين، أعزة على الكافرين، يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم، ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله واسع عليم. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا شريك له.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Give us a couple of minutes, inshallah, bin Rahman. We have a janaza with the rights of our Muslim, inshallah, to pray on our sisters. But also at this difficult time, one of the best way we can change the course of this country and the world, inshallah, is to make sure every single center is active and producing leaders and changers. The best way we can do that. So one of our brothers from our state in Nashville, one of the most active Quranic institutions in the state, better than Memphis, I guarantee you. Inshallah, bin Rahman, we are following their footsteps. We are starting our Hifz program. They're giving us some mentorship and tutoring guidance, inshallah, bin Rahman. This is the one way we can fight this and change our state and our nation. But their mission is to produce leaders who can change and maintain the legacy of Islam in the United States. So please give them ears and give them your support. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakallah khair, Professor. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Khwani fillah. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you in Memphis, our sister city. As the brothers have mentioned, Masjid al-Farooq, a masjid that is well known for our tahfid program. Over 300 students that have attend today, and many, many graduates and many, many successful competitions, both in the U.S. and outside the U.S., in Dubai, in Sudan, in a lot of different places. We have built a new facility to make this a successful program, a program that can be sustained for the next 20 or 30 years, inshallah, and we ask you to help us finish. Alhamdulillah, it's a program that was over $3.5 million, and we're down to the last little bit of debt that we need to pay off. So we ask you for your support, and we will support you guys. The Muslims to each other are like veins. The veins, they support each other. If any of the critical ones fail, the whole society is not able to succeed. So we ask you to nourish us so that tomorrow we're able to nourish you. We ask you to support so that tomorrow the Hufad that come from there, that get trained in other parts of the Muslim community, is able to be the ulama that sustain this place that we're at. Jazakallah khair. Keep us, and we will keep you in your prayers, and let us all have our hearts for our brother in Gaza and other parts of the Muslim world that are suffering severely today. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Samir here. Allah will line up for the janazah. As we're waiting for the janazah, please remember that we do have some programs coming up. Inshallah, every Thursday during the month of November, we will have a class on Christian Zionism to better understand what is happening around us. A quick reminder of how Salat al-Janazah is performed. Salat al-Janazah is made up of four takbirat, four of sayings Allahu Akbar. After the first takbirah, we recite al-Dua al-Istiftah, Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, Surah al-Fatiha. And then we recite Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Then after the third takbirah, we recite the dua. If you have the dua memorized, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. And if you do not have the dua memorized, then you may pray for the deceased. The deceased is a sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul. And after which, there is a short pause praying for ourselves. And then we make the taslima. Stow, wastaqimu, wa'tadilu. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد الله أكبر اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا وشاهدنا وغائبنا اللهم من أحييتنا ونقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. اللهم ابدلها دارا خيرا من دارها واهلا خيرا من اهلها وجيرانا خيرا من جيرانها. اللهم لا تحرمنا جرحها ولا تفتنا بعدها واغفر لنا واغفر لها يا رب. الله اكبر. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اذا صرنا الى ما صارت اليه. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبه وعند الموت شهاده وبعد الموت جنه برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله. استغفر الله. تعازينا لاهل المرحومه. الله يا رب يغفر لها ويرحمها يا رب العالمين. يتولانا يتولاها بواسع رحمته يا رب. الله يا ربي صبرنا ويصبركم. لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. تصبروا ولتحتسبوا. Our condolences to the family of the deceased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make her, grant her the highest place in paradise, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her family lots and lots of patience. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be patient, patiently persevere. Indeed, for Allah belongs what He has given, and to Allah belongs what He has taken from us. Inshallah, the procedure will be that will be, I believe, 2 o'clock. Inshallah, we'll be heading.
Inshallah, they will have the condolence after Asr with lunch, yeah. Food. Alhamdulillah. Tonight we also have brother Muhammad Mali, Dr. Muhammad Mali, who is going to talk about the situation in Palestine. We also have a peaceful, legal, permitted march this Sunday, inshallah, starting from FedEx Forum to Tamli Bar. Please join that as well. As again, it's a peaceful, legally march. They have a permit from the city of Memphis. Jazakum Allah khair wa salam alaikum.